section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Hello, my name is George Takei. Before we get started, we would like to remind everyone that this show is for entertainment purposes only. 3/4 of this crap is total BS anyway. The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and should not be associated in any way with our guests and sponsors. If you are easily offended, we recommend you press stop right now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm. And who doesn't enjoy a good auditory orgasm? Oh my. Welcome to It Burns When I Pee.
Welcome to the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. For the past 6 years, the podcasting god,
hallelujah,
Blake Clayton, has brought you the best music, interviews, and comedy on the interweb. So sit your asses down, grab a hold of those handicap rails, grab a cocktail, and enjoy our next generation of auditory dysentery. Join Blake and his revolving door of cast members as they bring you another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
1, 2, 3, 4. When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause now it burns when I
follow that, bitch.
You should say boobs, boobs, and boobs as much as possible. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to It Burns When I Pee, episode number 97. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton. And alongside me, actually they're in Pennsylvania, we have, who do we have first? Let me see. Strip. It's the one and only Amish BJ.
Word up, English.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How the hell are you, Blake?
I'm you know how I am. I am what
this I... It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. I forgot how sweet and sensual your voice was.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And
it soothes.
Yeah. And alongside him is our favorite breasted co-host.
Daddy wants a cold beer. Get your cold beer now.
Cold beer Coley, welcome to the show, my dear.
Well, hello, my darling dear, my sweet podcasting god, Blake.
Oh, my lord. I'm getting a chubber.
Oh my.
What's going on there? We're like watching you guys on the webcam and are you guys checking for ticks?
Yeah, actually we were just doing that earlier. I was like the only place there could be ticks is on my balls.
Speaking of ticks, you can also search for IBWIP on Twitter at IBWIPCOM, and you can also find us on Facebook. Just search IBWIP and like us so we can feel loved.
And if you want to search us, you can. You can search
yeah.
us.
Search us.
If you want to search my butthole for ticks.
We went geocaching out in the woods, and Molly saw a tick yesterday, flipped out. But today we went to give the little one a bath, and next thing you know, he's got a tick hanging off his boob.
Can you explain for the ones that don't understand exactly what the geo tracking is?
Well, sure. It's it's,
yeah, that thing.
It's where you use coordinates to find hidden items.
Really?
And that's about it. And for segment two, we'll be right back. So what has been going on in the Christie household? We have not had you guys on in a while, and everybody is wondering what's going on with you guys.
Not too much. Just kind of hanging out and waiting on IBWIP.
Really? You just spend your days waiting to do the show?
Exactly. Yes. We miss it so much.
We do. We planted our garden.
There you go. What did you put in the garden?
We have tomatoes and peppers and corn.
Oh,
and,
my.
A cornucopia of Amish treats.
Nice.
No bacon, though.
Yeah, you can't, no bacon. You can't plant bacon.
I did go to my uncle's today, and I think I'm going to get you a chicken, Blake.
That would be awesome. But my
uncle calls him the T-1000.
Why is that?
It's this little tiny chicken, and it will come at, like, the first time we pulled into his driveway, this chicken jumped up on the hood of our brand new car and just looked at us in the windshield and went, "Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!" It went all insane. Its eyes were, and his neck got long. It was pretty cool.
That's the kind of, I like dangerous cocks, aggressive cocks.
Yeah, and he'll follow you all around the place and just, like, attack your shoes.
Yeah, he bled on mine.
He bled? Is he on his period?
Yeah. No, he was just that vigorous on attacking my shoe that he made himself bleed.
You should have picked him up by his feet and turned him upside down.
I was going to, but I was having too much fun watching him trying to attack my shoe.
It was a pretty fun little game that we were having with said chicken.
Yes.
And I want to get him for you to get rid of your other game addiction, Blake.
Well, we skipped
this Candy Crush thing.
I wanted to hear about Chloe getting a finger in the butt first.
Oh, shit. Well, that's a fun game, too.
And you know what? I feel really bad because you set that up really good. Like, you had it perfectly set up. Chloe, why did you get a finger in your butt?
All right, folks. Segment number two.
Well. I've been having some issues with going to the bathroom, if you all don't know. But I went – now you do, and knowing's half the battle. So I went today for a consultation for the digestive doctor to find out what's wrong with my pooper. And he decided he was going to give me a rectal exam. And you know what the craziest part of it was?
He kissed you on the neck?
Stuck it up. What's that?
He kissed you on the neck?
Both of his hands were on her shoulders.
Right.
That was true. No.
I'm not going to get pregnant from this, am I? This won't make me pregnant, will it, doctor?
I don't like it. I don't like it. Get it out. Get it out.
Oh, that wouldn't be what you would say.
He stuck his finger in my anus and said, "All right, now contract your muscles so I can feel, like, squeezing in and out."
He's like, "Grab my cock with your butt."
Right. Like,
so I'm sitting there like, I had to do full concentration, and the nurse was there alongside him, and I'm like, "Oh, my God, I have an audience. This is..."
Was
this
she cute?
No, not really. Not really.
You know, the funny thing is I don't think I'd have to have a doctor tell me to contract my muscles. I think as soon as that finger would go up there, they would be contracted.
He wanted me to flex in and out with the contraction of the muscle. So I had to do that for him. And then I was followed by the question of, "All right, now go ahead and bear down like you're going to have a bowel movement." So I had to go and go. I had to regain myself.
I think Jacob may be throwing up here. Mute Jacob looks like he's getting kind of sick.
I had to concentrate again to make myself feel like I was going to have a poop. I was hoping I'd poop all over his hand, but that didn't
happen.
That
would be awesome.
Only on IBWIP, folks.
Now, tonight, BJ, you should just like roll over and slowly start to put your finger in her butt. And when she gets pissed off, you're like, hey, the doctor did it.
Yeah. And contract, baby. Contract. Yeah.
Contract. I forgot.
Flex those muscles.
I forgot to introduce Mute Jacob. Mute Jacob is sitting next to me here at IBWIP Studios. Say hi, Mute Jacob. All right. So you're bringing me a chicken.
Yes, a chicken, so you can not play stupid games on Facebook.
Well, I don't even play it on Facebook, but I play it on my phone. Okay, so as many of you know, Candy Crush Saga is a game that you can play on Facebook or your phone. All right, and I'm blaming Molly for this because about 4 months ago, she's like, you should play this game. So we're,
I like it.
She's like, I like it. You should play it. So the next thing I know, three-fourths of my life is being consumed by Candy Crush. I'm on level 92. I've been playing it for like 3 months. But I'm here.
Oh, my.
And the thing is like when I'm at work, I'll look at my phone and go, I think I have to go to the bathroom. Walk in the bathroom, shut the stall door, and I play at least two games of Candy Crush.
While you're contracting your ass muscles?
Yeah. Well, a lot of times I don't even have to contract my cat. Anyway, I'm not having to shit. I just want to play Candy Crush.
Right. I drink enough PBR that I can shit through a screen door. I don't have to do anything. Just kind of lean over.
Right.
I mean, no, that was too much information. I'm sorry.
But I think it's about time. You know, me and Molly have been talking about, you know, because there's been levels I've worked on for like 3 weeks. Just trying to get, did you hear that? 3 weeks. I'm going through puberty.
3 weeks.
But I think I need to stop. And me and Molly are like, we should just delete it. But then we sit there and play it. And I think it's affecting our sex life because we're playing Candy Crush in bed.
Right. I got addicted to that game with the pigs and shit.
Farmville.
What the hell is that?
Farmville.
Angry Birds.
Oh.
That's what it is. I got addicted to Angry Birds so bad that it did affect our sex life. Like, it was 1 a.m. and I'm still playing Angry Birds and flipping out. And the game actually gave me 2 migraines from playing. So
what did you do to kick the habit?
The kids broke their little pads.
Tablets.
Yeah, their tablets, so I couldn't play it anymore.
All right. Well,
so you're just going to have to break your phone.
No, can't break my phone. I have to have that with me at all times. All right. Mute Jacob, you're here as a witness, correct?
Look, he's getting ready to play it now.
Nope. Look. He's watching me. I am going to delete Candy Crush. Now, folks, again, I'm on level...
You had to start from the beginning.
I'm on level 92. Yeah. I'm on level 92, and I'm deleting it.
I don't lie. You can hear Molly in the background. No, don't do it.
I'm going to Candy Crush.
No, think about what you're doing. No, don't touch it.
Uninstall. Are you sure?
No, you're not.
It's over. I feel free.
She is gonna kill you later.
Free at last. Fuck you, Candy Crush.
Thank God Almighty.
Praise Jesus. Woo. I feel better about myself right now.
That was stupid.
She said, that was stupid. So tomorrow.
Yeah, because I've seen at least 4 people on Facebook bitching about level 28.
Oh, they have
Candy Crush. They couldn't get past it.
They have nothing to bitch about. Wait till you get to 36.
No.
All right.
No.
So for all you folks out there that are listening that play Candy Crush and it's taking over your life, take a tip from me. Let me be your leader. I said, fuck it. It's gone. Now let's listen to some music.
Yes. Let's listen to music indeed. How about some Fifth on the Floor with Burning Nashville Down?
You're listening to It Burns When I Pee, the best auditory orgasm on the interweb. Or maybe not, depending on what happens. There we go.
Mm-hmm. take the Mogo records down. Light them on fire and put them in the ground. His old black suit, his tarnished crown. The Music City is burning down. He saw the day the music died. Won't sing a song to satisfy. It's out of hand, this city sound. Music City is burning down. There's still a lot of soul left to save.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken. IBWIP is an interactive show. That means get off your asses and get a hold of us, baby. You can call into the show live or leave us a voicemail. The number is 1-203-429-4711. It's free, so dial it up now, I implore you. You can also email us with questions or comments at blake@ibwip.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to your Pia Vision YouTube page. All the links are on the front page of IBWIP.com.
Happy endings, 'cause nothing really ever ends. But there's such a thing as good times with family and friends. I thought that that was what we had. Brick by brick we built a life. I figured that's what she thought too when she became my wife. But now she's gone and thrown me out. It caught me off my guard. Any heart she's got beneath that chest must be cold and hard. What she expects to get out of me is sure a mystery. But one thing I'll be taking wasted so much of my time. I didn't want to see her face, I knew it would be risky, but I still went back for my whiskey. My best man's now helping me move out. I wouldn't go on my own, just in case that crazy wife turned out to be home. In fact, she was, and not alone with her smug little stare. We were on the porch out in the cold when I thought of a bottle to share. She's trying to rob me and take what's mine, and now she's wasted so much of my time. I didn't want to see her face, I knew it would be risky, but I still went back for my whiskey. She's wasted so much of my time. I didn't want to see her face, I knew it would be risky, but I still went back for my whiskey. You know she's trying to rob me and take what's mine, and now she's wasted so much of my time. I didn't want to see her face, I knew it would be risky, but I still went back for my whiskey. My whiskey.
Alrighty, folks, brand new music from our good friend Aaron Buzzard, with Back for My Whiskey from his new album, 3777. And live with us right now, I believe, if he gives me a thumbs up, that means he can hear me. It's the one and only Josh E.P. from Outlaw Radio Chicago, my longtime friend. How are you, sir? I don't hear anything.
I think you just muted him, Blake.
Outlaw Radio Chicago, my longtime friend. How are you, sir? I don't hear anything.
I
unmuted him now. Oh, because we can never have anything go right here on IBWIP. So we'll keep talking until Josh and... Are you there? All I hear is an echo. Well, Josh EP is here. It's not made up. I can hear myself. Is here. Fuck me every time I do something. Here. I got nothing. So, you had your finger in your butt.
I got nothing. Yes.
How was it?
Yes, I did.
How was it?
A little embarrassing.
It's never embarrassing.
I liked it.
I liked it.
Hey, let's just call him. Fuck it. Let's just call him.
Yeah, I was going to say, just call.
You know, modern technology and everything. Go ahead and log out, Joshy P. We'll just give you a call.
Don't look into the light.
Give me a call. I hate my life.
It's all good, buddy. We're doing it live.
We're doing it live. Oh, now I just hung up on him. I fucking hate this. All right, we're going to give it a whirl this way. This is the way we used to do it back when we first started doing the show. Look at that. Old school.
Message and I will call you back.
Oh, snap.
Hello, is this the famous Joshy P?
What's up, man?
Turn your computer off.
Oh, my computer off? All right. I saw myself.
I saw you too.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. I'm coming through. That's some bogus stuff. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing all right. We got Amish BJ and Cold Beer Coley with us, and we want to talk to you about your extravagant supernova Moonrunner Fest.
Oh, Moonrunner's Fest. Yes. Thank you. It was more than I could have hoped for. It was unbelievable. Can everybody hear me out there?
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Awesome.
We
good.
We don't ever have problems on here.
Yeah. I bet we just tested this on a fucking Friday and all was a go.
Right.
But that's the way it works. It's not like I've never had problems. So
you accomplished what few thought you could do. You had a 1-day festival in Chicago at Reggie's Moonrunner Fest, headlined by Scott H. Byram and Shooter Jennings, along with a plethora of other bands. All right, tell me first, how did you come up with the idea?
Basically, I mean, I've been booking shows and stuff since I was a kid, like 15 years old. And I used to have my own venue and stuff like that up until I was about like 26, something like that. And I've always continued to book shows. I booked tours for bands here and there. And then, you know, all these new underground bands coming around and stuff. And with Muddy Roots doing what he was doing all the way in Nashville and stuff like this, I mean, I figured to give it a whirl. And basically, you know, all the bands I have at Outlaw Radio, I mean, my favorites, I picked the ones that I got along with the most and that I liked the most as musicians and decided to put them all into one place and see if it would go good. And at first I was really worried about ticket sales, and then I was worried about overcrowding, and neither happened, so that was awesome. So basically, yeah, just with me wanting to put all my favorite artists in one place.
Right on. All right, so here's my next question. You have your own band, you have a record label, you have a podcast, and now you are the main man with Moonrunner Fest. When do you find time to have sex?
Well, I hardly see my wife now because, you know, she's working overnights as a police officer. So it's pretty rare, actually. But, you know, when we find time once in a great while, we'll throw it in.
I'm sure she's going to love the fact that I asked that question.
I should have had vagina surgery 2 days before Moonrunner, so I'm out of commission for about a month here.
Yeah. So. That's why God gave us two hands.
There you go, and you live on the internet.
Right. So, what were some of the high points for you for Moonrunner Fest?
Everything going exceptionally to plan. I couldn't do it without Reggie's staff. I mean, they were incredible, from the stagehands to the doorman to security to the house managers. Everybody was on their fucking game, made sure everybody stuck on time. Byram went on 15 minutes early just to play a little bit longer of a set. I mean, everything was so ridiculously, like, tight and on time, and everybody was having a good time. To see everybody having a good time was awesome, because, like I said, I was worried about overcrowding and people being uncomfortable, and it proved to not happen, so that was great. And then set-wise, I mean, they always do, and once again, Calamity Cube's just ridiculous, were incredible, and Fifth on the Floor was incredible, and both headliners, and every single musician. I tried to catch at least four songs of every band. The only two I missed was Pearl's Own and Owen Mays, which is okay, because I see them all the time. I kind of planned it that way, so if I were to miss someone, then it would be bands that I see all the time anyway. But I did catch at least half of every other set, which I was really happy about. And just the main thing was people having a good time. And that was my number one priority, make sure the bands were taken care of and they were having a good time as well. And I've heard nothing but good things from the bands, and everybody seems to want to come back, which is awesome.
Awesome. I only have one complaint.
What is that? Overlapping?
Nope. There was this really tall guy. There was this really tall guy that seemed to stand in front of me every time I was watching somebody. And
me?
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, thanks for being there, man, and having a good time as well.
It was good.
It was fun.
It was a good time, and you know, there wasn't any trouble. There was just a couple things, but you know, as in this genre or community, you know, everybody kind of just took care of everything themselves, and nothing got stupid or anything.
Well, 14 hours of drinking, you know, there's going to be some issues, but the fact that there was no fights whatsoever, I mean, just like a couple drunk people, just a little bit too drunk, but you know, yeah, obviously that's going to happen, and security took care of it the way they should have instead of being assholes about it, and everything was great, and I couldn't thank the people for going and the bands for playing enough. I mean, obviously there'd be nothing without the music, and there'd be nothing if nobody bought tickets, and I'd be... I'm here with in a lot of debt if nobody went, so I got to thank everybody that went and made the trip. I mean, I remember Robert Dean was on stage doing his spoken word. He's like, "Ah, who's here from Chicago?" And like six people applauded. Like, it was like awesome. Nobody here is from Chicago. This is so cool. Like, I thought that was the coolest thing. It's also a bummer because nobody from Chicago went, but they were all those people that like texted me the day they sold out. They're like, "Oh, I was going to buy my tickets." But yeah, dude, I've been pushing them on you for 9 months.
Right.
So that's their own fault. So I got to really hand it to, I mean, this community is just ridiculous with how the unity and everybody just loving the love for the music and how far they travel just to see all these bands. And that's really something special to be proud of, every one of the fans, for sure.
Right on. So is there a Moonrunner, going to be a Moonrunner Fest 2?
Yes, 2 days, April 25th and 26th of 2014.
Awesome, awesome.
So, yeah, it's locked in. The venue was super excited. I mean, gotta hand it to them, too, for just giving this dude that band plays there once in a while and go up to the owner and say, "Hey, I need both the rooms for an entire Saturday." And God forbid, you know, they gave it to me, and it was awesome, and it proved to be good. So now they offered me 2 days. And I was a little hesitant on the 2 days at first, but... a couple other people like Pearls Mahone and a couple other local people talked me into definitely doing the 2 days.
Yep, and next year I just request that you have like a rolling couch for me because I'm too old to stand up that long.
Yeah, no, my feet, like my ankles hurt for like a couple days after.
No, but it was...
Cowboy Boots wasn't the best thing. I was running upstairs too to try to catch the band and the record store too.
Awesome.
But yeah, it hurt.
Well, man, congratulations. It was a great show. You put on a good gig, and I'm proud of you, and everybody's probably said thank you, but we're all saying thank you one more time for putting on a good event.
Well, thank you all for coming and supporting this. I mean, like I said, it would be nothing without all of you. So thank you guys so much. I hope to see you all next year, and we'll be back for sure, and ticket information will be available by Muddy Roots. Me and Jason have like a thing going, so I'm all good with announcing it at Muddy Roots and giving out flyers there.
Right on, man. Well, take care of yourself. Stay out of trouble.
All right,
man.
You know it. I love all three of you. You gotta take care.
Yep. See you, Josh.
Me too, buddy.
Congrats, man.
All right. That was a little Joshy P. You know, the funny, you want to hear a Joshy P story?
Sure.
All right. So back in the day, this is long ago, back when we were young, spry kids, we both found each other's podcast, and I said, "Hey," I was like, "Hey, why don't you come up and do a show with me one time?" I never met him before. You know, we just talked online and came up to my house, and we did an IBWIP, and the rest is history.
It was very cool, too.
Yes, it was.
We were listening to that episode.
I do believe.
That was the one with the, I think there was, we had the blow-up doll.
Right. It was the Christmas... Wasn't it like a Christmas present episode?
It was the it was the episode right after that. It was like the January episode because the Christmas episode, creepy guy got the thing. So
blow up though.
Yeah.
Ouch.
All right, you want to hear some more music?
Yes, I do.
Sir.
Let's go ahead and hear some Lone Wolf One Man Band with Flat Spell Blues from his brand spanking new album, Mine Us 13.
This segment of It Burns When IP is sponsored by Stitcher.com. You can hear IBWIP on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows that they say that a lot in this. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows, basically only IBWIP because that's only your favorite show, directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and Palm phone. You, Jacob, you can't listen to Stitcher on your phone, can you? Because it's from 1972. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Like, mute Jacob? You can download it free today at thestitcher.com or in the App Store. Stitcher smartphone, the smarter way to listen to IBWIP. We'll be right back, folks. Hot diggity damn, we got brand new Lone Wolf. Nothing's
Bruno!
Better.
Bruno!
And folks, let me tell you, you need to get Bruno's new album, man. It is the fucking shit. Bluesy as fuck, and it's awesome.
Hells yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, guys, don't forget to check out and subscribe to our YouTube page, PiaVision, at www.youtube.com/PiaVision.
And
that's all one word.
Yeah, and right now I'm about ready to punch YouTube in the fucking face. Okay, here's what happened.
Yeah, I was going to ask. What's going on? What's going on?
I'm going off the cuff here. I don't like it.
I don't like it!
So last night, doing some testing for, you know, our upcoming, you know, big announcement. And I was doing some testing. Everything worked perfect. My computer held up. Everything was great. Quality video, quality audio, posted that bitch on YouTube, woke up this morning, YouTube said, copyright infringement.
How?
Because
of all the songs that you put on?
Yeah, like seven of them popped up. So I don't know if somebody goes through and watches it or they have a computer that does it, but it brought up seven different songs and the exact times on the video that it was.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So you know what I did? I disputed it.
Oh, snap.
So we'll see if I win. I don't know. I've never won.
Are you drinking root beer?
Yes. It's from Chicago.
It's not yours.
No, what?
It's not Blake Al-Qaeda Clayton's specialty.
No, the Blake Al-Qaeda IBWIP bombs are no longer in circulation since it murdered Melissa's reclining chair and actually almost caused death to many people in Texas and Pennsylvania. I had like three or four more bottles, like empty bottles left and some mix left. And yesterday I threw it away and Mom's like, oh, you're throwing it away. She was like, oh, why would you do such a thing? I'm like, enough people have died.
Enough things have died.
Right.
Can't do that no more.
Are you guys ready for a big announcement?
Yes, we are.
Should we do the drum roll?
You're going to have to wait a couple minutes.
Oh.
That's called a teaser. Badoo. No.
Oh.
All right, I've been talking about it. Sorry, hold on just 1 second. This doesn't happen very often. Just hold on 1 second.
Two, right? Three?
Yeah.
All right. We have been talking about the IBWIP 6th anniversary 100th episode for a while now. And I got some details. On Memorial Day, May 27th, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will have, right here on SilentStormRadio.com, the 100th episode of IBWIP.
Woohoo!
That's exactly what most people think. And we're gonna be
Jacob's expressions.
Yeah, we're gonna be filming it, and we're gonna put it on our Pia Vision YouTube page. I'm gonna work around it, and it's gonna happen. We're gonna have open phone lines that work correctly, but we have one more. We have one more big surprise. Drum roll. Who wants to announce? Coley, I want you to announce it.
After the drum roll.
Yeah. After the drum roll.
Okay. Cold Beer Coley is going to announce the huge, huge IBWIP announcement. As soon as I push this button to drum roll, she's going to announce this humongous announcement. That's what's going to happen when I push this drum roll.
Coley and Beach are going to be there live.
Live. And woohoo. Live at IBWIP Studios, all the way from Pennsylvania to Illinois. Cold Beer, Coley, and Amish BJ are going to be in the house.
We're doing it live.
Now, you guys remember the
trade. We're getting Coley chairs.
Yes, I was just about to say, we all remember episode 61, the 5-year anniversary, when we were in Pennsylvania, when Coley had her own show that she was doing throughout our show. And folks, if you've ever listened to, if you're just starting to listen to IBWIP, go back and listen to episode 61 and tell me that Coley is not the bossiest drunk you've ever heard in your life.
Don't listen to it, because I don't like it.
She got mad at us.
Oh, she was mad?
And then she turned it around on us where it was like our fault, but she was being all mean to us.
I was just trying to get you back for the whole other 1,000 of episodes that you guys were doing it to me. I just wrapped it all up into one.
It was hilarious. I listened to it the other day, and I was sitting at my desk at work. I'm like, Coley has never been bitchy in her life to me, but she's bossy and bitchy on here. I love it. So
It was the cherries.
I'm super excited about this. You guys talked to me about it the other day, and I was in total shock. And so now I'm gonna have to clean the house, but it's gonna be well worth it. I'm gonna have a cooler outside the door, just like BJ likes it. And we're gonna have a party here at IBWIP Studios. So if you're in the area and are available on Memorial Day, the party's going to start at 4 o'clock. We're going to go live on the air at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be a hella good time.
Hells yeah.
So we do have a Facebook. Yeah. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to make food for this blessed event.
Yeah, I put that on the invite. I'm sorry, I guess I should have asked you, but I said Amish BJ will be grilling. He'll be making some kind of rump.
I'll be doing the hump.
Right, you're gonna have to start it on. We're gonna have to start it 3 days early. You got to cook something 3 days early. I don't understand that, but whatever works for you. So we do have a Facebook event page. We're gonna be putting up more information. I didn't want to put anything up until we announced the big announcement on the show, and that be done did what it is. I'm super excited, guys. I it's an honor to have you guys come all the way over here. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, we can't wait. It will be my first time past Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Actually, I've never even seen Pittsburgh. So, and then driving through Ohio and Indiana on the same weekend as the Indianapolis 500. Woot woo.
Woot woo.
And I'll get to see the Mississippi River. Boom.
Boom, it's done.
And I'll show you the Illinois River.
Where the beavers are?
Yeah, where the beavers are. There was a beaver, for fuck's sake. It had a beaver tail.
It was a groundhog, a whistle pig.
And
can we have a three? Oh,
No. What? We have a three what? Three-way? Yeah. Sure. That's cool.
Threesome? Foursome? Foursome?
I'm sure
threesome
Molly...
Threesome gone wrong?
Oh, Mute Jacob is motioning why he's not included in that.
Because, Jacob, you just got to sit there and stare at us emotionless.
He's just going to be on a chat...
And not say anything.
He's going to be the only one in the chat room. He's just going to be, oh, 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 baby, oh, on the chat room. So it's going to be an awesome event. It already has been confirmed. It has been confirmed. We have one former guest for sure that's going to be here. And it's...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And it's... we're trying to get in another one. One has already refused. But hey. You'll have that.
Absolutely, like, totally refused?
Yes, and we'll talk more about it on the show. So, Coley. Coley.
Yes, Blake.
Speaking of threesomes, you guys are really good at getting these going, but then I don't remember. You cued it in perfectly. So let me play you want to intro it and then I'll play the intro music to it?
We most certainly can. Let's do stupid people doing stupid things. Threesome gone wild.
Wrong.
Or wrong. Well, wild and wrong. What's the difference?
It's wildly wrong.
It burns when I pee. Brings the latest news happenings. It's stupid people doing stupid things. Stupid people doing stupid things. With Cold Beer Podcasting. Got an Amish BJ. So sit back, relax. On IBWIP, here's stupid people doing stupid things.
You know we love to talk about other people and how stupid they are. And we're going to start with a story. There's two of them tonight. We're going to do two of them tonight. But this one, man stabs friend during threesome for not changing positions. Nothing irritates me more than when me and Jacob are hitting Molly and he don't change. It makes me want to stab.
Yeah.
It makes me want to stab a motherfucker.
Like, dude, I want some pooty hole.
Right. All right, Ashley. She came by. She gave me the look.
I thought Molly was going to hit somebody.
Yeah, that's why I have the video camera for my safety, because when you guys see her behind me, you can go, Blake, watch out. Okay. Man stabs friend during threesome for not changing positions. Ashley Hunter, pictured above, 33, stabbed Orlando DeWitt, 37 years old, during a threesome because he refused to change positions. Hunter and DeWitt, who met in prison... So they're buddies.
Quality people.
Yeah, if I'm going to share my woman with another guy, I want it to be a guy that I met in prison. They were partying in Fargo, North Dakota, because there's nothing else to fucking do there. That's not in there, by the way. I'm ad-libbing.
That's not.
When they decided...
Sorry.
Do what? Yeah, sorry to all our fans in Fargo. They were partying in Fargo, North Dakota when they decided to continue the party at Hunter's house. The two men began to have threesome with a woman identified as Letitia. Jesus Christ. While Letitia...
All right. Never mind.
No, go ahead. Orlando DeWitt and Ashley Hunter and Letitia want to know what you have to say.
All right. Are these the only three black people in North Dakota?
I think so.
I mean, even if you go to Wikipedia, the population's probably like 0.03% black.
It's too funny.
And you just found them in this story.
Man, it's too fucking...
And that was not racist, folks.
That was factual information.
That's just pointing out a fact.
While Letitia was performing oral sex on Hunter, DeWitt asked him to change positions with him. When Hunter refused, the two men started to argue. The arguing turned into violence when Hunter pulled out a 12-inch knife from under his sofa.
No, he's Mexican. I'm sorry.
Who puts a 12-inch knife under their sofa? A guy that was in prison.
Right. It probably isn't actually a knife. It's probably a toothbrush. Fashioned like a knife.
It's a shank.
It's a shank.
Like when I was at Folsom Museum and they had a shank that was made out of a melted Bic razors. Yeah, they'll fucking kill you with anything there. When I first read it, I thought it was going to say, while Letitia was performing oral sex on Hunter, DeWitt asked him to change positions with him. When he refused, the men started to argue. The argument turned into violence when Hunter pulled out his 12-inch dick from underneath the sofa. So
I'll skull fuck boy.
Letitia and DeWitt ran into the bedroom. DeWitt decided to make a run for the door. That was dumb. But was stabbed in his left arm. DeWitt grabbed Letitia's phone off the table and called 911 in the alley naked. But, you know, this girl is kind enough to fuck both of you at the same time, and then you steal her phone?
The hell is that kind of shit?
That's bullshit.
It's not right, man.
And everybody knows women are in charge of protection and calling 911 during threesomes.
I thought they were just there to, you know, be the middle.
Be the middle.
Be the coal car, if you will.
That's the name of this episode. Be the middle.
You just got to open your mouth and bend over, and you're pretty much set in a threesome, especially if it's a male-female-male threesome.
Just think, Jacob, if they would have had your phone, they wouldn't have been able to dial 911. According
to Japanese fingers.
Do what?
Chinese.
This is no Chinese finger cuffs, man.
Yeah, they had her locked in tight like Chinese finger cuffs.
According to Newson, whoever the fuck this is, police found a trail of blood that led from Hunter's home. Hunter is in jail on $5,000 bond. He will be making a court appearance on March 13th. I don't know what happened to Hunter, but that was probably the most expensive blowjob he has ever gotten in his life.
No doubt.
So I'm imagining that the pooty hole was really bad. That's why they wanted to switch it up.
Right, because if you're choosing the mouth over the pooty hole, then it's got to have walls like, I don't know, but really far apart. How I was looking for some kind of adjective that meant really far apart. Wide?
It's got to be like throwing a hot dog in the hallway.
Right. I'm like, I'm looking for a word that, you know, describes far apart, and Mute Jacob says, wide. Thanks, asshole.
Spacious.
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 What? What'd you say? Spacious, yes. She's like, I don't know.
Did Molly just say the same thing?
Yeah, she's doing laundry. You know, woman's work. All right, let's go through let's hurry up and go through the IBWIP schedule so we can get to more music.
Right.
Episode 95.
Segment number 5.
Right, 5. Episode 95 features an interview with Sean K. Preston. It's available at IBWIP.com. Our good buddy Sean K. Preston.
My favorite Asian.
My favorite Asian. Second favorite Asian. Hing Tao Chun is my favorite. I have all her movies. Hing Tao Chun. You guys have never heard of Hang Tong Chu? She sucky sucky.
No.
She sucky sucky $5.
Long time.
Love me $10. Long time. $10? Where are you getting a blowjob from? In Fargo, North Dakota? This is $5. We also released last week episode 96 entitled We're Having Fun. And boy, were we having fun. That episode was from my birthday bash where I sat down next to microphones with 4 drunk people. Ooh. That's all.
Wow.
Yeah. Our good buddy Shannon, Jen Flo, Mel from Ill, Miles, and me decided it would be a good idea to record a show at 1 o'clock in the morning. And you can listen to that episode and tell us how good of an idea it was.
About as good as the 5-year episode.
Well, that was just funny because there were so many people.
You know how many shows we can knock out that weekend we come, Blake?
Molly told me to. Molly said, "You have friends coming from a different state. You're not just going to sit around and do radio stuff the whole time. You're going to show them. You're going to show them around."
He
Pekin.
Laid down the law.
We're going to show them around Pekin.
Fucking A.
BJ's like, this was the worst trip I ever planned. You know, it's funny because when he came up with the idea for Christy Fest, Coley was like, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. When he came up with the idea to come here, she's like, we shouldn't do it. We shouldn't do it.
I didn't say that.
I know.
Jeez, what do you think of me?
Oh, no, I'm just teasing you. This episode, which is episode 97, is going to be released on 5/10. We have an undisclosed episode 98 coming up on May 17th. Then Whiskey Chaser will be back on May 20th to do episode 99 live. We are hoping Whiskey Chaser feels a little bit more comfortable this time. He felt a little...
And Blake doesn't try to do too many technical things all at once.
Right. There will be no special people calling in. There will be no special videos. It'll just be me and Whiskey Chaser talking about cats.
Cats.
And then, of course...
A beaver.
It was a goddamn beaver.
It was the chupacabra.
Yeah.
The goat sucker.
I'm going to get that picture out, and I'm going to post it online. You people tell me if it's a beaver or not. Jacob, you don't know anything. Shut up. Your phone's from 1932. Leave me alone.
Does it have two separate pieces? Like, he has to listen to one part?
Well, the other day,
you know what I mean? Like the old phones that were on the walls?
Right. The other day, we were watching TV. All of a sudden, he disappears. I go outside. He's holding up a piece of aluminum foil trying to talk on the phone. I'm like, you ain't married. You ain't got no kids. You ain't got a house payment. You work 60 hours a week. You're asking you to afford a good phone. I'm not explaining shit. This makes it funnier. He was watching.
Oh my gosh!
The poor guy. He's been out of touch with reality. The other night, me and Molly were sitting in bed. Next thing you know, there's a pigeon on our stoop, and it had a little message on it. And she's like, what is that? I'm like, fucking idea. So I go out there, and the pigeon lifts up its fucking leg. And I unroll it, and it's in fucking Morse code. So then I had to Google Morse code. Then I had to sit up for 4 hours translating the son of a bitch, and come to find out, he's like, "I'm not coming over, fucking asshole."
I just want to hang out for a little while.
I want to take a nap. So I sent this pigeon over. 3 hours later.
You making fun of my internet at work?
Oh shit!
My internet at work's like the World War II newsreels, like.
And you're like, ooh.
Today the GIs have attacked the Hun.
You will not come.
Hitler is on the run.
You. By the time you get
Patton's Third Army has broken through the Siegfried Line, and your weather today is going to be partly sunny.
And in other news.
And in other news, Blake likes your post on Facebook.
And he has deleted Candy Crush from his phone.
All of a sudden, all the news people are from Monty Python.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
It's raining scotch today.
Mute Jacob has changed his underwear. News at 11.
Film reel at 11.
All right, we're going to listen to a song here so we can compose ourselves. I'm going to take my shirt off. Mute Jacob's going to love it, but he can't take a picture of it because his phone's a piece of shit.
He needs tinfoil.
He needs one of those flash pads like they have back in the old days.
I don't see his pigeon cage.
Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Eastbound Jesus because Jacob needs Jesus right now. Because he has Jesus' original cell phone, is why.
Today in Jerusalem. Hey, that's the same one we have, Nicole.
It's close. Not exact, but close.
I'm surprised the little antenna doesn't pull up on it. All right, this is Eastbound
Jesus. Don Johnson doesn't come out.
Right. This is Eastbound Jesus with Katie Bell. I think.
All right, guys, you're listening to It Burns When I Pee live from SilentStormRadio.com. If you love all kinds of independent music, check out SilentStormRadio.com/calendar to see all the dates and all the times of a ton of great shows.
Good job.
Out on the county borderline at some hole out in the trees where the people all get high. Some southern hell named Katie Bell tried to catch my eye. We stole a brand new Cadillac and hit it on the sly. She busted through her front door with a shotgun in command. Say, get on the ground, don't make a sound, give us what you can. There were kids and mamas crying, holding up their hands. We took everything we could and out the door we ran. Now the law got me running away. I can feel them coming, and I know I can't stay. Trailing behind me, on the Mexico bound. But you know they won't find me till I'm dead on the ground. Now you know. There were flashing lights at every turn. We were trying to get out. Katy Bell, yeah, take the wheel. Don't you turn around. I heard shotgun shells and Katy Bell falling on the ground. But I was too afraid to look, so I just laid the pedal down. Now I'm on my way to Mexico and I'm running out of gas. Katie's in the backseat and I know she's fading fast. Pulled over on the shoulder, put one hand on my gun. Looked at Katy in the rearview, said I'll see you when it's done. Now that lawman is drawing, he's staring me down. He said, boy, I've been longing just to see you on the ground. Said, don't try and test me, I just look him in the eye. Said, you know you won't catch me till the day that I die. No, you know.
Boy, that really fucked me up. I thought it was going to end twice. But it didn't. Folks, grab your loose change and head on over to IBWIP's general store. T-shirts, shop rags, patches and buttons, new cell phones. Swag out on IBWIP. Go to IBWIP.com/store and order something today. Not tomorrow.
Order it.
Your orders of the t-shirts provided us with this wonderful webcam that you can't see tonight. But, yeah, that's... You want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
Are you guys awake?
Yes.
We are doing it live.
This is the last segment. We'll go real quick, I promise. So the other night we were at the Jake Orvis Broken Band and Joe Hubert show here in Pekin, and the High Note, which is the bar here that has good music, they gave away some free Bucky Covington tickets. So
nice.
We thought to ourselves, why wouldn't we put our names in? We never win anything anyway, right?
Yeah. I guess I did say that a little curt, didn't I? I'm sorry.
Anyway, so after Joe Hubert plays and Jake and the guys are setting up their stuff for theirs, Joe gets up on stage and pulls a name out of a hat. Molly won Bucky Covington concert tickets.
Woohoo! Go Moles!
We gave them away. We did not go.
Who wants to go see Bucky Covington?
Well, you know what? I had a fleeting thought. I'm like, maybe I can get with his management and set up a face-to-face interview. And then... Never mind. I was going to ask him I was going to ask him when he first knew he was a homosexual. But that's not funny.
Oh.
All right. Folks.
Oh,
we're winding down here. We're going to do one more stupid people doing stupid things. This was submitted by a man named BJ.
With a horse?
Yes. No, a chicken.
Oh, snap.
Yes. This was submitted by
Liam's favorite. Liam's, do you know what Liam's favorite food is?
Spaghetti.
It is.
All right, well, I'm going to make you guys listen to the 30-second jingle again because I paid a lot of money for this.
Okay.
A whole $5.
It burns when I pee, brings the latest news happenings. It's
stupid people doing stupid things. Stupid people doing stupid things.
With Cold Beer Podcasting, got an Amish BJ. So sit back, relax, on IBWIP, hear stupid people doing stupid things.
This latest Stupid People Doing Stupid Things was submitted by Amish BJ, and it comes from the Clinton Township in Michigan.
You could have got a blowjob for that $5.
Yeah, Molly gives me a discount rate once in a while. The other night I did the dishes. Oh, Lord. I was like, I might do the dishes more often.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
I'm see? Like, see what you get for doing the
I'm
dishes?
I'm like, honey, treat it like a dirty plate. Sorry.
I don't want to hear this there, Cold Beer.
No, we're not even going.
No,
see, you know, she knows when I have her up on one. Molly cooks all the dinners too, right, Blake?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So she cooks dinner and she does and laundry.
Yes, mostly yes.
And cleans the house.
I tend to pick up. I don't necessarily clean. I tend to pick up, maybe.
So you help.
It depends on who you ask. I'd like to
All right, so
I'd like to say that I contribute, but that could be up for discussion.
Anyway, let's get back to this thing before me and Coley put on some Hall & Oates and start slugging it out.
Yes.
Oh, we're not going to talk about it?
It's probably best left alone.
All right. Clinton Township in Michigan. It was no bomb, just two cans of spaghetti sauce. But police in Detroit area report that they are looking for a woman who's charged with using the sauce to steal dough. According to authorities, Ophelia A. Neal. Hey, Mew Jacob, look up the origin of Ophelia. I'm just curious. Ophelia A. Neal told employees at the bank branch in Macomb County, Clinton Township, which that name of that town's too long, that she had a bomb in her bag. Authorities say that it was two bottles of Blake Clayton IBWIP root beer.
Shit, then they better gave up that money.
Pardon me just one moment. I'm getting with my crack team of staff here.
Research is happening.
Okay.
Much research.
It's not black like I thought it was. Anyway, authorities say the 430-pound suspect was already on parole and has fraud, assault, and marijuana convictions.
She's a big girl.
She a big girl had two. I was like, I don't know if the sauce is the bomb, but your belly is.
Yeah, she. The picture in that news story, she was a big lady.
And here's
the spaghetti sauce.
And we just
had, took the cake.
Our friend Jenfo, she works at said bank. I can't name the name because that would be copyright infringement. And she was Saturday. Somebody tried to rob her bank. And I don't understand why people try to rob banks.
Don't work out, folks. You can't plead insanity.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, there's a million different stores where you can get money from. What's the most protected, secure place to get to burglarize?
A bank?
I don't have a gun.
I'm surprised she didn't try to steal, like, or rob from, like, a bakery or something.
Yeah, like a Dunkin' Donuts or something.
She's a biggin'.
Police say the robber demanded money and then took the cash and escaped in a car with a man and a wheelbarrow. No, just took.
A man and a team of Clydesdales.
Right. The Budweiser Clydesdales were outside trying to be inconspicuous.
Act natural.
We couldn't. Security cameras showed nothing but the lady's huge ass and belly. You could not see her face. That's mean.
Yeah, she. I seen that and I had to send it to you, Blake, because I'm like, oh, this is just ripe for the picking.
Oh yeah, she should have called me. I got plenty of root beer.
Yeah, you could have bottled up some fine root beer.
Just give me 10%. Saturday.
I got my crack research team right now trying to talk to me.
All right. Well, Saturday's robbery at the 5th Third Bank branch in Macomb County, Clinton Township. It's about 15 minutes north to northeast of Detroit. So thank goodness Rosie was in her house and was protected.
Because she could have got spaghetti sauce in her hair.
She could have got
spaghetti. That would not be good.
No, she could have got spaghetti. She could be allergic to the tomatoes.
Exactly.
Or mushrooms.
Ugh.
Or meat.
Don't you hate when they put those big huge chunks of tomato in the tomato sauce? That's gross. That's nasty.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either.
All right,
it doesn't make it fancy, it just makes it lazy.
Yeah, exactly. So we're taking a vote. The name of this episode is going to be either the middle or it was a goddamn beaver.
I like it's a goddamn beaver.
It's not a beaver. It was a chupacabra. It was a goddamn skunk ape.
Skunk ape.
A damn Sasquatch.
I'm from Peoria. It looked like a beaver to me. All right, folks. Well, thank you very much for joining us on this ride of boobs, ticks, sauce, and cell phones. I've appreciated every moment
of it. Fingers and butts.
And
yeah, fingers and butts.
Oh, yeah, fingers and butts. Fingers and butts and beavers, oh my. That's a good one.
There we go.
Fingers, butts, beavers.
That's perfect.
All right, and beavers, oh my.
Fingers and butts and beavers, oh my. Stuck in the middle.
With you.
Yeah, I don't know.
No idea.
Alrighty, folks. Thank you for all you that showed up on the chat tonight. Thank you for those listeners. Thank you, folks who are going to be downloading this. All three of you that are going to be downloading this episode. Mute Jacob, as always. Thank you for your okay. Fuck yourself. And Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley. It was good having you on the show.
Yes, my sweet.
I hope you enjoyed your break.
I did, but I missed it.
Aww.
It was too long.
We'll be seeing you very, very soon. We'll be seeing you very, very, very soon.
Yes.
BJ, guess what?
Yes, indeed.
Indeed.
I talked Molly into letting me and you sleep together. Boom.
Oh,
nice.
Snap.
That's going to happen.
Me, you, and Molly sleeping together?
Well, yeah. Somebody's got to watch the kids.
Wait, so, like,
that didn't come out right.
If you get too much mouth, I get to stab you
with his 12-inch knife.
With Jacob's cell phone,
right? No, you're gonna run out of the house naked and grab his cell phone.
I will stab you to death with a carrier pigeon.
He will peck your eyeballs out, you lazy bastards.
You English butt wipers.
Oh, fuck me. All right, folks. Thank you very much. And the only way to finish this show off, cold beer.
Right.
It's all up to you, dear.
My double Ds?
Well, yes.
All right. Let's do this shit. All right. We lost a legend last week.
Your
folks.
Poop doctor did some shit.
I want to be a poop doctor.
No, you don't. That's just like being a GYN.
Did
you
take old one eye to the proctologist?
Jesus Christ.
Hey, BJ.
Anyway, I was trying to be serious there for a split second.
BJ, if she if she starts making appointments more and more often, you know something's going on.
Yeah.
You're damn right. Shh, don't say it out loud.
She's minutes away from leaving me.
That's funny because Molly is too. That's weird.
Well, you deleted Candy Crush. What the fuck? You're on 92.
Of like 300.
Anyway, my double D's for this episode is honoring a legend that we lost last week.
Hey BJ, how good a time are you gonna make, you think, getting down here?
Well, if my GPS says 11 hours and 21 minutes, I will make it there in 10.
Nice.
Hey, this is not fan feedback.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do we get fan feedback anymore?
No, we don't ever get. And I even got a famous actor to do the contact information, and nobody ever emails us.
What the hell?
We suck.
Nobody likes us.
You're just figuring that out? We've been doing this for 6 years.
That's true. I used to like this show, and then I was on it.
Oh.
Hey, Coley, why don't you do it? Coley, you're holding up the group. Let's go.
I'm waiting on you guys, really. Like usual. Just waiting. In the background. Until you're done. Are you done? Oh, okay. So, we lost the legend last week.
It's not
week,
a laughing matter.
And that motherfucker. Yeah. And that was Mr. George Jones, the possum. So we got
not a beaver.
No,
I was gonna say
not a beaver. No beaver, possum, total possum. And we got the first one up is The Race Is On, and the second one is The Grand Tour.
All right, thanks. Well, thanks a lot, Coley. Thanks a lot, BJ.
Yep, have a good one,
Jacob. Thanks for nothing.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart sprung a beat free. And the stab of loneliness sharp and painful that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I may rewrite down and bow. Now the race is on and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I headed to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. Step right up, come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of the lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you.
Some things I know will chill you to the bone. Over there sits the chair where she'd bring the paper to me and sit down on my knee and whisper, oh, I love you. But now she's gone forever, and this old house will never be the same without the love that we once knew. Straight ahead, that's the bed where we lay in love together, and Lord knows we had a good thing going here. See her picture on the table. Don't it look like she'd be able just to touch me and say, good morning, dear. There's her rings, all her things, and her clothes are in the closet like she left them when she tore my world apart. As you leave, you'll see the nursery. Oh, she left me without mercy, taking nothing but her baby and my heart. Step right up, come on.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.